Fund, the National Fund for the Disabled in Kenya, NFDK, is sparking hope and opportunity in the coast region with their newly unveiled empowerment program, which is set to ignite business startups and provide crucial educational grants to institutions supporting learners with disabilities. NFDK has a mandate of enhancing social and economic empowerment of persons with disabilities, achieved by supporting individuals with disability with assistive technology, as enablers to inclusion and economic empowerment. The toolsets they offer serve to bolster the social and economic independence of disabled individuals. These livelihood opportunities play a crucial role in dismantling both physical and attitudinal barriers associated with the capabilities of persons with disabilities. Speaking at the Coast Regional Commissioner's Office, Mombasa, the chairperson of the Board of Trustees, NFDK, Christina Kenyatta Pratt, said that the funds strive to challenge the misconception that individuals with disabilities are either incapable of working or cannot be integrated into the workforce. Pratt highlighted the distribution of grants to 8 educational institutions throughout the region, amounting to a total of ₦1,600,000. Additionally, trade tools valued at ₦724,040 were provided to disabled individuals from Nyali and Mvita sub-counties. Some of the business toolkits, assistive devices, and wheelchairs distributed during the distribution and launch of the Coast Region Empowerment Program at the Regional Commissioner's Office Mombasa. The flagship of the NFDK has brought significant benefits to the coast region, with 18 institutions catering to learners with disabilities receiving projects valued at ₦44,873,300. These projects encompass essential facilities such as dormitories, dining halls, ICT labs, and classrooms, enhancing the educational landscape and fostering inclusivity within the region. Pratt said, during their visits to different counties, Pratt noted a concerning trend of parents concealing their disabled children, seemingly hesitant to expose them to public view. However, she underscored the significance of the advocacy program designed to encourage parents to openly acknowledge and present these children, so that they can receive the necessary assistance and support. I want to appeal to all beneficiaries, as you receive the assistance you applied for, whether a grant, tool of trade, or assistive device, please use it for the intended purpose because we shall follow up and monitor your progress in business, startup and for the institutions, you will account on the utilization of the grants received today, she said. Coast Deputy Regional Commissioner, Imbogo Magioe said the government conducted thorough vetting to ensure that no imposters posing as disabled individuals benefit. We have implemented a robust monitoring tool to track and assess how those who have received assistance are utilizing them to improve their livelihood, Imbogo said. He encouraged parents to expose their disabled children to the support that the government is providing because many of the kids are disabled but very intelligent and talented. Helen Wathana, one of the beneficiaries who received a salon business toolkit, expressed her gratitude to NFDK. This salon kit will greatly assist me in managing my livelihood, especially since I have been unemployed for quite some time, Mwathana said. Although her knowledge of salon operations may be limited, she pledged to pursue further training to enhance her skills. My goal is to eventually open a salon and employ others, so we can mutually support each other in seeking sustenance, she concluded.